My hearing has been going south for quite a while, apparently even longer than I've realized. For a while, Russ and I have been joking about how we each mishear words the other one is saying, sometimes with funny results, but usually just making us confused. My daughter and I have driven between Duluth and New York City on a few occasions, and until I finally got hearing aids, it was getting increasingly frustrating for her when I'd constantly ask, "What?" Somehow the car noise, even from a relatively quiet Prius, made understanding her very difficult unless I could stare at her mouth, which never works when you're driving. As it turns out, there have been more people dealing with the problems of my hearing loss than I imagined. I never hear what my radio and podcast listeners say about me, but by definition, those listeners can hear me and have been putting up with poor sound mixing between my voice and the bird songs I use, apparently for years. I now realize that I've been making the bird recordings too loud relative to my voice. I'm sure some of the on-air people at radio stations adjust the sound levels as they play for the birds on air, or maybe even tweak the digital sound files, but no one has ever mentioned any of this to me until intrepid and kind podcast listener Jana Pauser sent me this email on March 16th. "I enjoy your podcasts and use earbuds to listen to them one after the other. I treasure my good hearing and keep the volume as low as possible to hear your voice. However, the volume of the bird song at the beginning and end of each episode is so much louder than your voice, it's uncomfortable. I fell asleep while listening to For the Birds last night and woke up from the bird song portion even though I was sleeping on the earbud. Could you please balance the volume?" When I started producing For the Birds in 1986, I recorded my voice on an open reel tape and then mixed in the bird sounds originally from my old vinyl records and later from CDs. I'd use the needle on the KUMD studio board to get the balance right for both. Around 2000, I started producing digitally. I'd process my original voice recording to normalize the volume to a particular level, and then I'd mix in the bird sounds to make them sound right, to my ears. But now, two unfortunate issues have come into play. First, I like hearing bird sounds a lot, so don't mind them being loud relative to other sounds, especially my voice. But second, I'm not hearing those bird sounds as well as I used to, which means I've had an even stronger tendency to put them in at a louder volume than my voice. Yet for lo these many years, not one person has mentioned this to me. But as soon as I asked Lisa Johnson, who plays the program on KUMD most mornings, she said, "Yep, I do that." I think the reason the stations never told me about the problem is that they know I can't afford to consult with or hire a professional audio engineer or take a class in sound mixing. I've been producing For the Birds for almost 31 years, all but one of those as an unpaid volunteer. I cover all my own costs for production, distribution, and my radio website on what is usually a very meager annual income. The stations carrying the program may just not have wanted to criticize me without helping me find a simple fix. But I do need to find that fix. If I'm going to put the program out there for radio stations to air and podcast listeners to download, I have no right to play Star Trek's McCoy whining, "Damn it, Jim, I'm a bird watcher, not an audio engineer." So in the coming weeks, I'm going to tweak my production methods to try to achieve a better balance between the bird songs and my voice. The trick is, my ears have a poor track record in recognizing if I'm doing it right. Jana has graciously agreed to let me know how new programs sound to her, but I'd also love to hear from other listeners if you notice an improvement in the audio, or if you don't. Jana's helpful email has prodded me to prove once and for all that an old dog, even one who's losing her hearing, can learn at least one new trick. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.